Welcome to the Run the Tape podcast, your one-stop shop for music industry news, artist interviews, and industry hot takes from the perspective of up-and-coming independent artists. I'm your host, T. Nikki Page, all-around music fanatic and artist. Today, we talk with two artists about their journey in the music industry, and we explore how new technology is affecting quickly changing music industry trends. We ask the tough questions. How are NFTs changing the way artists release music? Would you be able to tell if the music you're listening to was produced by AI? These topics and more this week. Let's run the tape. This week in music news, Apple announces updates to Apple Music that will accompany the new iOS 16. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, there aren't a ton of exciting new features on Apple Music with this new update. However, there are a few new standouts to me, the biggest being personalized spatial audio, which will be available this fall. It's really cool because it uses the true depth sensor that's on your iPhone to make a 3D map of your face and ears while you're listening to your AirPods device to improve sound quality for you. This is pretty next level because it gives listeners a truly customized sound experience. So you're having a surround sound experience that's personally tailored to your own head while you're listening to your favorite music. I am totally down for that. So if you needed a reason to actually update your phone, like me, this is probably one of them. New research suggests that music might be the key to improving your memory. New research published by the director of Northeastern's Music, Imaging, and Neural Dynamics Lab suggests that music alters pathways to the brain, and that brain activity actually increased in older people when listening to their favorite music. The research was conducted by a team of music therapists, neurologists, and geriatric psychiatrists in a Boston nursing home, and researchers discovered that even patients who weren't able to finish an entire sentence were able to somehow remember song lyrics and sing along to their favorite music. And the more familiar and well-liked the music was, it activated the auditory and reward areas of the brain even more. So this research proves that music engages the brain in a unique way that nothing really can. And good music's not just good for the soul, it's great for the mind and body for people of all ages. So keep good music alive, folks. Did you know that Spotify and Apple Music both categorize the release as an album if it's 7 or more tracks, or if it's at least 30 minutes long? So what makes the most sense for an independent artist to release? An album or a single? As an artist and a music fanatic, I still love listening to an album from beginning to end. However, with many releases, it's really obvious which songs are the singles in comparison to the rest of the album. A lot of times, a single sticks out like a sore thumb, and the rest of the songs kind of just feel like placeholders. To me, it kind of ruins the experience of a conceptual album that takes you on a journey of musical storytelling when singles stand out so obviously from the rest of the album. But on the flip side, I discover new artists through singles far more frequently than I do through new albums. It's just easier now than ever for artists to go viral with a single. It's also easy to discover new artists on streaming services because streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music shuffle in singles that you might like into songs that you already like. And it's easy to find new artists that way. So in that case, I guess singles can help artists grow their audience and stay relevant to fans without releasing a whole album, but when true fans are really familiar with your work, I think they enjoy the experience of a full album. Albums give artists the opportunity to make a cohesive statement while giving the fans a full body of work to enjoy. I personally would love more albums that I could listen to every track from the first to the last on repeat without skipping anything. Take me back to those days. Our first guest, Allie Burke, uses her heart, soul, and real-life experiences to write relatable, feel-good pop ballads. She brings an optimistic, upbeat voice to Growing Up with her newest single, 19 to 20.
I started performing kind of like all over the place when I was about 16. I got to do some really, really cool things. I got to perform God Bless America at City Field, which was super, super awesome. I did a bunch of local shows. And then more recently, last year, I got to perform at the House of Blues in Anaheim, California. And then this Friday, I'm actually opening up for one of the Backstreet Boys, which is super exciting.
And your single, 19 to 20, It has like this upbeat pop feel. What inspired that?
Yeah, so I feel like when you're 19 and you're about to be 20, you know, you're not really a kid anymore, but you're also not an adult. So it's kind of like that middle ground where you're kind of like, like I'm kind of confused, like where I'm going or what I kind of want to do. And I just wanted to like find a way to like get that point across and like more of like the feelings across while having fun while doing it. So I was like, let me create a song that's like more of a summer vibe, less with your friends while also still understanding the meaning behind it.
It seems like you're a hardworking girl. I saw you said you work 11-hour days and you go to the studio at night. Like what drives that ambition to make music no matter what?
Definitely just because music is what I love to do. It's my passion. I mean, there's nothing better than going and creating something that's your own that you get to share with everyone. I mean, no matter like what it is, whether I'm working, whether I'm home, music is kind of like my escape and the thing that I really enjoy doing. So I never mind the long days.
Awesome. Do you feel any pressure as an artist to keep up with how trends are changing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, like when you kind of feel like you finally got it, like you finally hit the niche or you finally made a viral video, it's like everybody's like, okay, like I like this, but what's next? Like, what? Video gonna go viral, you know, like it's one of those things. Like as an artist, I think that, you know, social media unfortunately has really taken a big part in artists' lives, whether you're independent or whether you're signed. I mean, people classify people's talents on social media, unfortunately, a lot of the time, which I personally don't agree with. I think someone could be super talented and have no followers, and there's someone that could have a million followers and not be the best singer in the world, you know. But I definitely think that, you know, social media has definitely put that extra pressure on artists to feel like they have to post a certain way or dress a certain way to be liked. And it's like stinks, you know, like, but it's a way of the world and not something that I enjoy, but it's something that I get through. I think definitely staying true to who you are, like just personality wise and like songwriting wise, what you put out, like you don't have to write a heartbreak song just because somebody who's at number one on Billboard did, you know. And I think that people and fans really like authenticity and realness, you know, and that's why I always write all my songs based off of experience. I mean, when it comes to like videos and stuff like that, I kind of just like to tell the story behind the song, whether it's a heartbreak song or something like I did a few months ago called The Unknown. It was kind of just like a feel-good, like, let's get lost kind of song. So I made sure that, like, it kind of went through, like, different phases and different realms just to kind of, like, give the listener a visual picture of what I was trying to say and come across. But when it comes to social media, I mean, I'm also, like, kind of one of those people that is very private. You know, if I am struggling with something personally, I personally don't put it out there for everybody to know. That's one of the things about social media is, like, you could look like you live this perfect life and you're always smiling, you're always happy, but nobody really knows what goes on behind the scenes, you know? So I definitely always keep it true to who I am, very authentic. If I go on vacation, if, you know, I'm hanging out with my friends, of course I'll always post stuff like that just because I'm also a human being. I'm still a young girl who likes to go and have fun, even though I'm very, very focused on my career. You know, I keep it, like, 90% career and 10%, like, selfies or like personal life.
What's next for Allie Burke? What are you working on right now? What's on the come up for you?
There will be a music video coming out for 19 through 20 super soon. I'm opening for AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys this Friday, and the day after that I'm actually leaving to join the Boys of Summer on a tour. I'll be in Philadelphia, New York, Boston, Pittsburgh, Oklahoma, and Dallas. You can find me on Instagram at Allie Burke Official. You can find all my music on Spotify and Apple Music under Allie Burke. And you can find all of my stuff on AllieBurkeMusic.com.
Our second guest is Detroit hip-hop artist Ju Beans, who went from recording his first single in a McDonald's bathroom to writing insightful lyrics in his newest single, Relentless Rain.
There was a period after the first album that I put out where I kind of took a step back from the music scene. I was still making songs, but I took a step back because it's just the money, you know. You got to work, you know, studio time and marketing and producing and all this, you know, takes money. And it just wasn't, I wasn't there yet. And I'm still not where I want to be at all, you know, by any means. But through that period, I was still making music, and I've always like felt music to be my calling. And still, you know, having people in the right people in my corner, encouraging me to like, yeah, man, get back with it. Never stopped.
I never sacrificed
what to be good music, for the sake of looking good to other people.
Okay, so where can the people find you?
Instagram is Jubeans with a Z, J-U space B-E-A-N-Z.
This week, we're around the table with our guests to discuss the impact of the rapidly changing tech industry on the music industry. How are NFTs and AI changing the way artists are releasing and producing new music? This is The Common Denominator. Tech giants are continuing to get involved with the music distribution process, finding new ways for artists to integrate their work into their platforms. For example, YouTube just signed a partnership agreement with e-commerce platform Shopify, which will allow artists with official artist channels to sell merchandise on the YouTube platform. Spotify added the same feature last fall. As the technology evolves, the music industry will continue to evolve. It always has. The devices and platforms we use to listen to the music will evolve as well. Just in a couple of decades, millennials went from listening to cassettes to CDs to iPods to now streaming services. So what's next? Indie artists are increasingly exploring new and fairer ways to distribute and promote their music, including some Web3 tools like NFTs. It seems like this era of the music industry is relying heavily on content creation for artists to keep fans' attention. Beijing social entertainment company StarX MusicX Lab recently released digital content and 5 songs to Spotify and SoundCloud completely composed by AI. Music labels, singers, and music producers have started to use the AI-composed songs produced by StarX MusicX Lab. And many of the songs have already been recorded by mainstream artists in Indonesia and Malaysia and are already really popular on StarX's entertainment platform called StarMaker. Apparently, the lab is a highly efficient and low-cost AI composer, which provides creators with the ability to provide content for social media, gaming and entertainment, film and television, and even marketing. I gave some of the songs a listen, and to be fair, I couldn't tell as much of a difference between AI-generated music and human-generated music as I thought I'd be able to. I thought that I'd be able to listen to AI-generated music and be able to tell that it was not created by a human. I don't know what I was expecting. Maybe I thought it was going to sound like a robot made it or something, but you really can't tell as much of a difference as you'd think. What I will say, though, is that is the case when it comes to the instrumentals. To me, the lyrics did sound a little strangely put together, and it did sound like a string of nonsensical words that lacked a sense of that feeling of resonance you get when you hear a good song. So, you know, I won't say that humans are completely out of the music composition process at all. I think that this is just a new tool that is being developed by tech companies that maybe artists will be able to take advantage of and use in their music creation process. For example, in Mumbai, Beethoven.ai just launched India's first and only AI-driven music tech startup, and they onboarded over 150 mainstream musicians within the first month. So whether we like it or not, we can't talk about the new music without talking about the new technology and the effects that it may have on how we create and listen to music. But here's what our guests had to say about how new technology is having an impact on the music industry.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's just kind of like a way of the world, you know, like the world has changed so much, you know, musically and, you know, just everyday life. You know, social media became such like a huge part of everybody's life, and I feel like the artificial intelligence part of it kind of just like adds to the whole like era where we are music now. Like I feel like a lot more things are very electronic. A lot more things are definitely a lot more like beefier sounding in the sense of like maybe you don't play the drums, but like you need that sound on your song. I think like it's awesome that artists have a way to still make the sound they want, even if they're physically not able to do it. So I think that obviously always sticking to like the classic way of making music is obviously something that as an artist I always want to stick to, but I don't think there's anything wrong with artificial intelligence.
Awesome. So, do you think that you would be able to tell the difference between music that's been created by artificial intelligence and music that's been created by an actual human musician?
That's a good question. My best guess would be maybe. I mean, I'm not, I don't know. I don't play instruments like myself, so I'm not like too familiar with how like a real chord would sound over a mic as opposed to it being like pre-recorded. But I think that it's a solid maybe.
You will have to have a really good ear for music in order to do so. I think artificial intelligence is kind of taking the easy way out, and you're and what you're sacrificing your soul, you know, what your expression and your mind, you know, you're sacrificing your own feeling spin on the song.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, like especially with the producers that I've worked with, that it's really important, the relationship that I have with them. It's something just so fun and so special to create something together that you're proud of, you know. So I think that I've never made it a song where like it was like a robot making it, but I definitely would always prefer like working with someone else just because it's something special and you get to share that enjoyment and excitement with someone else.
How do you think technology is changing the way we enjoy music? Do you think you'd be able to tell the difference between music created by AI and music created by a human? It may not be as obvious of a difference as you'd think. We learned today that music has a positive impact on our brain into old age. So hopefully we can use this technology positively. Could we possibly make music listening a more positive experience with technology? Or at least a more personalized experience, like we saw with the Apple Spatial Audio headphones. How can we use technology to connect with one another through music? I think these are the questions that we should be asking as the technology continues to evolve. Because as the technology continues to evolve, the way that we listen to music and the way that music is brought to us is inevitably going to evolve. So, thanks for listening. Join us next week on Run the Tape as we cover more music news, talk to more independent artists, and have more roundtable discussions about the one thing that unites us all, the universal language of music. Until next week, keep good music alive, folks.